But you don't hear too much about female serial killers.
No.
Monster, right? With Charlize.
That was a movie.
That was based on a real story, though.
Okay. Was it?
I think so. Yeah. Pretty sure. Otherwise, why would Charlize put on all that weight? Terrible theory. But what started this whole serial killer conversation is that it seems like every time I go to the gym, there's one dude there who looks like he has the potential to be a serial killer. So what we're talking about, is it fair to look at somebody and say, you know what, I'm staying away from you because you're pretty scary looking. You do look like a serial killer. You don't verbalize this, but you do look like a serial killer, and I choose to kind of look over my shoulder when I'm working out and make sure that you're, you know, not sharpening any knives or anything. Is that a fair conclusion to jump to basically judge somebody at that sense? Because I know everybody does it. There's every once in a while you run into a shady guy and you make sure that you take the long way around, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if that's
and
fair.
Obviously there are different levels of shady. Like serial killers are usually, they're clean cut looking guys. There's a different level of frightening there. As opposed to like, a scuzzy looking guy or something, you know. There's different levels here. Now, the serial killer, though, it's a little bit harder to peg. You're like, yeah, you're kind of creepy. Don't know for sure if you are, but yeah, I'm going to not take any chances because you look like you could be on the front page tomorrow for chopping up 12 different bodies and planting them in different dumpsters around town, you know?
You just got to go talk to him and find out for sure.
So, have you killed anybody lately? Is that fair? 539-9750 or 238-0975.
I think it could be a tough call because look at Ted Bundy. I mean, wasn't he kind of cute?
Yeah, kind of. I had the hots for him.
And but then on the other side, there's John Wayne Gacy, and then there's Eileen Wuornos. Now those people were freaky.
Right, and they were like Charlie Manson and
yeah.
See, for the most part, yeah, okay. Serial killers, they look like serial killers.
Yeah.
You know, put them in a white button up, and there you go.
Yeah, but then again, you got to be careful because there might be one that's a Ted Bundy lookalike, and
Sure, yeah, you have to have your doubts about everybody.
Yeah.
And it's the ones that don't look like serial killers that are the ones that are going to get you. The ones that do look like serial killers, you're okay because you're hiding already. You're already freaked out enough.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for calling in this morning.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Hey, do you think it's fair to say someone looks like a serial killer?
Well, I don't know about a serial killer, but if they're creeping you out, yeah.
Yeah, you've ran into this guy, right?
Oh, yeah, I work with one.
You work with one, yeah, that's a fun situation.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, something about him, he just creeps me out, so one day I told him.
You told him that he creeps you out?
Yeah, I was like, you're creeping me out a little bit, and he's like, well, what is it about me? I was like, I don't know, there's just something about you that creeps me out.
He wasn't like talking to you weird or like touching you or anything like that?
No, he's just weird. He just looks weird.
You creep me out, man. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, you got to stop doing what you're doing because it's annoying.
Yeah. I mean, at least I was honest with him.
At least you didn't tell him, hey, you're kind of like a serial killer, so if you could tone that down a little bit, that'd really help.